You're listening to a very special edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. In this edition, part two of two, we take you to the headquarters of Teamsters Local 237 to participate along with an audience of over 200 in the installation of officers to this, the largest Teamsters Local in the nation. We now join the ceremony already in progress.
And repeat after me. I, say your name.
I, Gregory Floyd.
Do sincerely promise. Upon my honor as a trade unionist and a Teamster. That I will faithfully use all of my energies and abilities. To perform the duties of my office to the ensuing term. As prescribed by the Constitution and bylaws of this union. As an officer of this great union, I will at all times. Act solely in the interest of our members. Devote the resources of our union to furthering their needs and goals. And work to maintain a union that is free of corruption. To preserve and strengthen democratic principles in our union. And to protect members in all dealings with employers. I will never forget it is the members who put me here. And it is members whom I will serve. I further promise that I will faithfully comply with and enforce. The Constitution and laws of the International Union. The bylaws of this union. That I will at all times by example. Promote harmony and preserve the dignity of this union. I also promise at the close of my official term. I will probably deliver any money or property of this union in my possession. To my successor in office. Let's hear it for him. Stand up. Yeah.
One second, we have a special moment here. Jeanette Manny. Manny Cuevas is our retired secretary treasurer. He was the secretary treasurer when I started working here 25 years ago. This is his daughter, Jeanette, who's the recording secretary. I had to point that out.
Very good, very good. Manny Cuevas. By the way, Manny was also our first national Teamsters Hispanic Caucus president as well. We also have Nick Perry, New York State Assembly member, is here. There he is. All right. Very good. We are honored to have some of New York's leading elected officials here with us today. Our first special guest is a longtime friend of the Teamsters and is the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer. As you all know, he is leading the fight in Washington to stop White House attacks on working families. He's been a great supporter for the working men and women of this country. Please welcome Senator Schumer.
Thank you, George. Jim. Before you leave, I want to tell... Oh, you'll be back. Even when you're the leader of a great international union, nature still calls. Now, there's not much doing in Washington today, so I'm here with you. I'd much rather be here with you, my brothers and sisters in the Teamsters, than with Donald Trump. First, I want to thank George Miranda for the great job that he does. I want to say this. When I ran against Al D'Amato, Joint Council 16 was behind me all the way, and I will never forget that. Now, even longer than that, 237 was behind me in 1980 when I first ran for Congress, as Greg knows. So it's great to be here today. Great. And let me just say what Jim said and what Greg said and so many others is so true. Today, the middle class is hurting. It used to be 30 years ago, people struggled, but they were pretty sure that they'd be doing better 10 years from now than they're doing today, and their kids would be doing still better than them. That's the American dream, simply put. Today, we wonder if that's still going to be true. And why is that? There's a whole lot of reasons. But the very rich and the very powerful have too much say in the government. And one of the things they've done that has so snuffed out the American dream is they've gone after the union movement. Now, here in New York, we have the highest percentage of the workforce in labor is unionized than any other state. We beat out Hawaii this year. And I want to thank Mario and Vinny. Is Vinny here, too? Behind the pole. For the great work they have done. And all of you for the great work that you have done. Because who created that middle class? Who created that American dream so it became a reality? The hardworking men and women of America who formed unions and fought for unions. And you, as leaders of this great 237, are so important to that. I know it in my family. There are a lot of how many here are part of hospital workers? Got a bunch, right? Yep. You got some members there. My mother-in-law, she wasn't a Teamster. She was part of 1180, Arthur Cheliotis. And Greg, you're lucky she wasn't in your union, because she would bust his chops at Coney Island Hospital every day. My grandfather was one of the people who started the paperworkers union up in Utica, New York. So I know what the union movement's all about. And you have always been in my corner. And here's my promise to you. If I get to be majority leader and we take back the presidency, we are going to go all out to help the union movement. We're going to push for $15 minimum wage everywhere. We are going to have lots of support for infrastructure and public housing, which has been so neglected and picked on by this administration, will get a large infusion of funds and help make sure that your salaries and your benefits and your health care goes up, doesn't stay static, doesn't go down. And at the top of my list is to make it easier to organize. Over the last 30 years, the bosses and their lawyers have learned how to go after unions that exist and prevent new unionization in all the new businesses and new industries that have come. And the number one reason why the middle class is struggling today is because the union movement is so under siege by Washington. We become majority leader, we take back the presidency, that will all change. It will become easier to form a union. We will not let them sign a contract and not negotiate. We will make sure if enough people sign a card, a brief majority sign a card, there's a union, no ands, ifs, or buts. So I believe in you. And I cannot tell you who's going to be with me in that fight. George, and your great, great president, Greg Floyd, who has been my friend for decades, always been in my corner, always been working with us to get more federal help for public housing, for hospitals, and for everything else. He is a union leader who is strong and decent, both at once. And we need him. And I agree with Jim. We want to be here 5 years from now and 5 more years and 5 more years and have Greg Floyd as our leader. Because not only does 237 need him, but New York needs him and America needs him. And I want to say this about Jim now that he's breathing a sigh of relief. I know, he and I know, go through this, you know. I won't get into any more detail. But we are shoulder to shoulder in fighting for the Butch Lewis Act as well, so that the pensions of working people are not robbed and stolen by anybody else. You put that money in every week, you want to make sure when you retire it's there. And with Butch Lewis, we're going to make sure it's there. And Jim has been an amazing leader in that regard. So folks, this is a great moment. I'd much rather be here than in Washington, although we're going to go down there and fight the fight for truth and a fair trial and not one of these cover-ups where they don't show any evidence or anything else. We'll have witnesses. And believe me, Dr. Martin Luther King, the great leader, he said, because I know sometimes we wonder what the heck is going on in our America, but Dr. King said, the arc of history is long, but it bends in the direction of justice. We together will fight for justice till we achieve it. Thank you, God bless you, and let us be together at many great occasions like this in the future.
Give a big round of applause there for our senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer. We are also joined by the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Tom was elected in 2010 to the office where he oversees our state's public funds and also the programs. He's also protected state public pensions, which many union members depend on for their retirement. Please welcome Comptroller DiNapoli.
Give it up for George Miranda, doing a great job as our MC. Hey. Great President of the Joint Council, President Hoffa, President Greg Floyd. This is a great celebration of a great union leader, a great friend, a great human being. Give it up for Greg Floyd again. Congratulations to the officers, the executive board, on your being sworn in once again. As we all know, this is a tough and challenging time, and that's why we need great and committed leaders like Greg Floyd. The men and women who you represent through this great local provide such important services to all the people of the New York metro area, in the city, and on Long Island as well. Greg has always stood tall, never been shy or afraid to speak out on behalf of what's good for his members. I particularly appreciate his role as a pension fund trustee. We live in a time where defined benefit pensions for our public workers are always under attack and assault. The reality is, because of great work by trustees like Greg, like great controllers like Scott Stringer, I'll add myself in that category as well, we have among the best funded public pension plans in the United States of America. So we're not shy about defending those defined benefit pensions. And Greg has been a very, very important ally in that fight whenever it arises. Greg is also a darn good radio host and interviewer. We have to acknowledge that as well. We want you to be the president of 237 for a long time, but you do have another career when this ends, if you ever want, right? Late night TV, maybe even. You know, this is Martin Luther King holiday weekend, and there'll be many commemorations going on. You know, Dr. King was a big believer in the importance of the union movement and labor to ensure that we would have economic justice in the United States of America. And I think that's an important part of his legacy we need to celebrate at a moment like this. Because when Dr. King had confidence in the union movement and in labor, he had in mind labor leaders like Greg Floyd. So thank you, Greg, for never letting any of us down. Thank you for being there for your members. Thank you for letting us all know how we can support you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. We also have New York City's Comptroller, Scott Stringer, here with us today. Scott was elected citywide office in 2013. Over the past 6 years, he has become known for holding city agencies accountable for the programs that matter to working New Yorkers. Please welcome Comptroller Scott Stringer.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's always an honor to follow the senior comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. I feel sometimes I've always had to deal with his big footprint in the state and in the city. When I first got elected, people would come up to me and say, hey, I want to say thank you. I got a check from the comptroller's office returning my hard-earned money. And I would say, well, that's not me. That's Tom DiNapoli. Other people come up to you and say, I just got a $500 check. I said, no, it's Tom DiNapoli. And then they said, well, do you have a program like that in the city comptroller's office? I said, I don't. And one day into my term, a guy comes up to me and says, comptroller, I just got a check for $25,000 from your office. And I just looked at him and said, you're welcome. So let's give it up for Tom DiNapoli. I just want to say that today I'm here to salute this amazing union. 237 is the rock of this city, in the hospitals, in NYCHA, in our schools. And it doesn't stop there. And the leader who has always been on the front lines for the members and the city has been Greg Floyd. And I can tell you that when he sees something in the pension fund, he is in my office. When he sees something that's not right, he is in our office. He doesn't come with an entourage. He comes by himself and sits and argues and follows up. I don't know how you decide who's a great leader, Mr. Hoffer, and who's not, but in this town, when you talk to the members, it is Greg Floyd. And I really mean that. You're a friend and somebody who I admire greatly. And on a side note, Jeanette, I know your history with school safety. And it's one of the great important jobs. When I take my kids to school, and they're in public school, 8 and 6 years old, there they are, the school safety officers. and they're looking up and down. They don't care. They're going to make sure the kids are protected. They also make sure that the parents get the kids to school on time. And I remember when I first started parenting, I walked into the school with my kid, and we were late, and the school safety officer said, "You get to class. You go to the principal's office." I said, "But ma'am, I gotta go. You got an important job right now." And I went to the principal's office. I'm signing the book of lateness. Guy taps me on the shoulder and says, "Man, I don't feel so bad anymore. You're here, right?" I have tried never to be late. So labor is what we believe in. This union is part of what this city has always been about and its rich history. I congratulate everybody. But Greg, keep it up, man. Not five years, 10, 15, 20. You're just getting started. Thank you.
We also have with us our also a senior person and obviously Congressman Peter King.
Thank you, George, very much. I've been in enough Teamsters meetings to know you don't want a long speech from a politician, so I will make it brief. But very serious, let me join with all of you in congratulating Greg Floyd. You could not ask for a better labor leader. You couldn't ask for a better person. I'm proud to call him a friend. He's always there when you need him. And again, he works for his members. That is his passion in life, is to make sure that his members get the protection, the security, and the wages that they deserve. And I've seen firsthand on Long Island the apprenticeship, the job training programs. I also know that his people working in Brentwood Schools, which was the heart of MS-13 territory, his most dangerous area, maybe in New York, and his people were there. They were there doing what they had to do. Again, just great people, and he's a great union leader, and I'm proud to be here with him, and I congratulate him on his reelection. And Jim Hoffa, you cannot ask for a more honorable leader in any profession, whether it's labor, management, no matter what it is, or certainly politics. There's no more honorable person than Jim Hoffa. It's a... And again, his main concern is not partisanship, it's getting the job done. And being able to work with him on the Butch-Lewis Act to get that through the House of Representatives. Jim, it could not have happened without you. You were the one that we relied on. You're the one we came to. You're the one who was our quarterback, and we got it done in the House. Maybe a little tougher in the Senate, but we got it through the House. It's because of Jim Hoffa. I'm proud to stand with Teamsters. I'm proud to call Jim a friend. I'll be retiring at the end of next year, but I'll still be around. And whenever Jim or Greg Floyd, I'm there, because they were always there for me. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, our next speaker is Manhattan's own borough president, Gail Brewer. Gail was first elected to the borough president's office in 2013, where she has fought to preserve Manhattan's neighborhood and protect the borough's vulnerable working class families. Please welcome the borough president of Manhattan, President Brewer.
So good morning. It is a true honor to be here today. I believe, like you do, that 237 is so much more than a union. It's a force for social activism, for workforce solidarity, and community unity every single day. And so much of this growth and development is thanks to the wonderful Gregory Floyd's leadership as president. And I want to thank him for all of his work and to offer my congratulations to him and to the board on their decisive victory in this particular election. It is impossible, as you know, to overstate the role unions play in protecting workers' rights and ensuring public faith in the training of union members. I know you all take this responsibility to heart, and you can take pride in knowing that your fellow members place their trust in you to do so as Local 237. Greg Floyd's dedication to service is infectious. Just as he is lucky to have Local 237 to lead, 237 is lucky for his leadership. And I want to give you an example. Consider the story of Marie Colvin. Some of you may not know her, but right here in this room, recently, posthumously, she was honored. She was an international war reporter with London's Sunday Times. She first lost an eye in a war zone, and then tragically lost her life in a shelling attack in Syria in 2012. And for those of us who watch the news, she was my hero. But what I didn't know is what you may know as members, but the public doesn't. She was a humanitarian, deeply committed to alerting those of us in the West to the cost of war and the suffering of those most vulnerable to it. But guess what? What people don't know is that when she graduated Yale University, she began her career with the Teamsters at Local 237, working on the Teamsters Union magazine. She's one of the many people who have set off an excellent careers in and out of the Teamsters, thanks to the great influence of 237 members and presidents like Gregory Floyd, and to have been in this room when she was honored was very special. So, as we all know, at 27 years old, Greg Floyd became the youngest hospital police captain in New York City Health and Hospitals history. He went on to serve as vice president of the New York City Hospital Police Guardians Association, before becoming on board to 237, and he was secretary to the New York State AFL's Committee on Peace and Law Enforcement Officers. His dedication to the defense of the rights and needs of his fellow union members have set him apart in his rise to becoming the fifth ever president of 237. It's a role in which he has continued his essential work, negotiating, as you know, for wage and benefit increases, all the while hosting his radio public affairs program, which rocks. He's an amazing moderator, frightening, but you had to know your fish before you get onto that show. I also want to say, as a member of the pension board, as the borough president, his staff have been phenomenal. They're really the rock of the pension board in terms of the union leadership. Every time, as a controller of the city mentioned, I go into all the schools. I was in a school last night at 10 o'clock at night for a CEC meeting, and there was the amazing school safety officer. And to go to their graduations is an honor. To see them in the schools, it is the lifeblood of those schools. The school safety officers are the lifeblood of every single school in the city of New York. I want to thank his staff, Phyllis, and everybody else, and as somebody also in and out of NYCHA, all of the work that is being done at NYCHA, again, it is thanks to the Teamsters who are making sure that those buildings are kept as safe and as clean as they can possibly be. Without 237, it would be much worse. So congratulations once again to Greg Floyd and Local 237 on the continuation of your amazing service and continuation to the board. Thank you very much.
We also have here with us Assemblymember Felix Ortiz. Where's Felix? There he is. Felix, thank you. Call up for purposes of a presentation, Debbie Louise Cecil, Office of the Council Member Farrah Lewis, for a presentation.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Council Member Farrah Lewis, who couldn't be here today because she's walking in her best friend's wedding, how dare she? She would like to present this citation to President Gregory Floyd. President Floyd was the first person to endorse Councilmember Farrah Lewis. Through this endorsement, he counseled her and shared thoughts on how to be successful. Gregory Floyd has been a staunch advocate for his members, and Councilmember Lewis has a very high regard and level of respect for him and his work ethic. President Floyd, she wants to thank you. She is looking forward to working with Teamsters and creating change in New York City with your organization.
Thank you so much. We also have Pierre Gideon, Office of the Assembly Member Rodney Bichette, here also to make a presentation to Local 237.
Good morning, everyone. I'll keep it brief. Thank you for all the distinguished guests who decided to make it here. We all know that President Floyd definitely deserves it, and of course the Executive Board as well, too. Assembly Member Rodney Bichette, member presiding over the 42nd Assembly District, wants to congratulate IBT General President James P. Hoffa, President Gregory Floyd, and the Executive Board on this special day. President Floyd, you are an inspiration to all who aspire to lead others and an example to what hard work surrounded by good people looks like. It is a hope, but a reasonable one based on your track record, that you and all who serve with you will continue to do great work and lead this union and its members to even better days. Congratulations again to you and the Executive Board, and may God bless you all.
Well, what a day. Local 237 has important work ahead. From the Janus Supreme Court decision to funding cuts, it is not easy being a public servant. But these are essential services that New Yorkers can count on. And the professionals who make up Local 237 take pride in their work. I know with his leadership's team, President Floyd, your members are in good hands. On behalf of New York Teamsters, I want to congratulate you and your entire executive board on your election and wish you the best of luck as you take Local 237 forward from this point on. Congratulations again. And that concludes our ceremony.
Thanks for listening to part two of this very special edition of Reaching Out, highlighting the installation of officers to the nation's largest Teamsters local, Local 237, with over 23,000 members. The ceremony took place on Friday, January 17th at Local 237's headquarters and was attended by over 200 guests and dignitaries. During the ceremony, Gregory Floyd took the oath of office to continue his stellar work as president of Local 237. Be sure to tune in next week when we sit down with Greg as he talks with some of the notables that participated in the ceremony. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd.